OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.
Cybercrime is just a method of committing a crime. Usually it is where electronic communication, computers, the internet, etc. is used in the commission of crime. We usually charge people for things like theft and fraud and extortion, etc., etc.
Are we seeing an increase in these type of crimes?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think with the increase of the technology around us, the people that want the smartphones, the tablets, the laptops, people that have computers in their houses, the increase in speed for internet, I think more people are exposed to the cyberspace, and because of that, there are more cybercrime.
Now, what precautionary measures should people take in order to reduce the number of these cybercrimes?
I think the biggest problem that we have with cybercrime is the fact that the people are not informed. They trust too much. They trust too easy, and they do not have proper security measures on their phones, on their computers, on their networks, etc. The biggest problem that we have is that people expose themselves to the cyberspace on a false ground. Children that say that they're older than what they are, they get exploited. People that try to give as much information about themselves as they can. I think we live in a type of a sick world where everybody can have a brag page about himself. They call it Facebook. So where you can sell yourself to everybody. And the more I know about you, it's easier for me to steal your identity or to exploit you at the end of the day.
Does SAPS perhaps work with academic institutions like the universities and schools in order to raise more awareness about this? Or what are the measures that you guys are taking to ensure that people are well informed, as you have already alluded that there's a lack of information?
We do a lot of awareness campaigns at schools. I speak regularly at schools. We also go to old age homes, speak to the elderly. What also is done is that there's continuous research done at university level. You must remember that the hackers and the crackers and the scammers, they are people that are extremely highly technically skilled. And to find out what they do and to counter what they do is done at an extremely high level. And that's where your academic institutions play a vital role.
Are we seeing more and more people being arrested for these, or do we still have a long way to go? What's the case?
Unfortunately, we still have a long way to go. It is fairly new. The main problem is that few people actually report the crimes because they feel they're stupid, they did something that they shouldn't have done. Then they feel that they shouldn't report it. Usually, the type of things where people get exploited at the banks, it is handled at that level. The exposure of suspects is a very difficult and tedious process. We do have successes, yes, but it is not as frequent as we would like it to be. Be informed. Do not believe everything you see on your phone. If it looks too good to be true, it usually is too good to be true. If you haven't submitted yourself or entered into a competition and you've won 950,000 rand like I did 2 days ago, it usually is a scam. If you buy something on the internet, make sure that it actually exists. Unfortunately, many people are scammed in that way.
OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.